Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Today we hear about Jesus' visit to the house of Martha and Mary. I think all of us can relate to Martha here. We heard Martha, that she was burdened with much serving. There can be times when we feel burdened, right? Whether it's expectations that others have of us or the expectations that we have of ourselves, there are times when we feel burdened with many things, just like Martha is here. I think it's easy for us to miss what Martha does when she feels this way. Again, we heard Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him. Martha comes to Jesus and tells him what's bothering her. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? In the midst of being burdened with much serving, Martha feels alone. And this can happen to us too. We can be so busy with everything that's going on that we end up isolated in our own little world. So distracted and lonely here, Martha comes to Jesus. She even goes to the point of telling him to tell her sister to help her. And Jesus listens. But he doesn't give her the answer that she's looking for. He says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. So Jesus first affectionately repeats her name, and then knowing her heart, he shows her why she's feeling this way. She's anxious and worried. Jesus allows her to see that trying to control all these different things, she ends up being controlled by them. And this word anxious in the Greek literally means that she thinks too much about many things, unworthy of using up the energies of her mind. Her mind is scattered, thinking about 1,000 different things, and this leaves her worried. In order to calm these turbulent waves in her soul, Jesus continues and tells her, there is need of only one thing. Or in another translation, one thing is necessary. Then rather than telling her sister Mary to get up and to help her, Jesus extols Mary and points to her as an example to imitate. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. While the mind of Martha was distracted with many things, Mary had one thing on her mind, the one thing necessary, the Lord Jesus himself. So whatever things are weighing on our minds today, here at Mass, Jesus speaks these words to us. One thing is necessary. Just as Martha and Mary welcomed Jesus into their home at Bethany, very shortly, during the liturgy of the Eucharist, we'll have the opportunity to welcome Jesus into the home of our hearts as we receive him in Holy Communion. But the same Jesus that visited Martha and Mary visits us today. And just as Mary chose the better part by being attentive to the Lord, sitting at his feet and listening to him speak, we too have a choice to make. Will we let ourselves be controlled by the many things that are on our mind? Or will we look to Jesus as the one thing necessary? Because when we put the Lord first in our lives and give him the place that he deserves, then all the other things tend to fall in place. Later on in the same section in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor wheat nor reap, that they have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to your lifespan?" And he continues, "If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry anymore. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides." Jesus promises us today that if we place him first in our lives, we have nothing to be worried or anxious about. We can trust that God the Father will provide for what we need when we seek first his kingdom. As we begin this NFP Awareness Week, I'd like to close by encouraging our married couples to have this trust in the Lord when growing their families. There can be many things to be worried or anxious about with the possibility of bringing a new life into the world. With the responsibility of taking care of not only the physical needs of a child, what they are to eat, etc., but also the spiritual needs of providing for an education and, most importantly, raising them in the truths of our Catholic faith. But by keeping Jesus at the center of our family life, we can know the peace that only he can give. That amidst the uncertainties of life, when we're generous with the Lord, he is generous with us. Just as Martha and Mary welcomed the Lord into their home, Abraham and Sarah welcomed the Lord into the home in that first reading that we heard. These three strangers appear, and Abraham and Sarah open their home to them in an act of generous hospitality. At the end of that reading, in response to their openness and hospitality, they are blessed with a child. Couples, too, are called to be open to welcoming new children into their homes. And the same spirit of hospitality that Abraham and Sarah showed by welcoming their three visitors. But that begins first by welcoming the Lord into our homes, just like Martha and Mary. So may all of us open our hearts to him today, so that we too may hear those words, "You have chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from you."